America Weekend.
All those years living the life of someone I didn't even know.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Knight of Cups.
What the heck happened to Terrence Malick? I am such a fan of the celebrated director that I call his first five films masterpieces without hesitation. Now consider that that quintet was spread out over the course of 38 years, so he certainly took his time. However, lately he's been outright prolific with two features since 2013, and the increased activity is not serving Malick well. Knight of Cups, with a superb cast that includes Christian Bale, Cate Blanchett, Natalie Portman, and Brian Dennehy, is the first time that I've found this usual esoteric dreamlike work to be tedious and not all that interesting. For one thing, style used to enhance the already strong narratives of his earlier movies, but Knight of Cups feels like all style and a lot of puerile posturing. Honestly, 2 hours about a screenwriter wallowing in ennui because of the emptiness of garish Hollywood? Oh boy. Didn't Sofia Coppola do this with Somewhere a few years back? Yeah, I didn't like that one either. The once great Terrence Malick is repeating himself now, and although there are some riches to be found in the father-brother stuff with Dennehy, Bale, and Wes Bentley, it's simply not enough. Knight of Cups gets a grade of C. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And Mark will be back next week. Well, have you ever realized or ever really considered the pay gap between men and women in several common occupations? We have a list of 10. Now, these are the 10 jobs that have the highest gender pay gaps, and some of these may come as quite a surprise. Here we go. Number 10, inspectors, testers, sorters, samplers, and weighers. I think that would be a lot of assembly line work included in that. The wage gap, 70.5%. The women's median weekly earnings, $578. The men, $820. The next one, number 9 on the list, teachers and instructors, wage gap 70.5%, women's median weekly earnings $772, the men $1,096. And I would imagine that is for a teacher with the same amount of tenure, same amount of time on the job in any particular school district. The next one, retail salespersons, wage gap 70.3%, the women $491 a week, the men $698 a week. For retail, why? Maybe we do live in a misogynist and chauvinistic world. Don't you think perhaps an attractive female at a retail counter may be a little bit more successful than a grumpy old grizzled kind of, we'll just say it right now, chubby guy with maybe a 4-day growth of beard and perhaps a badly placed toupee? I don't know. Why the disparity? The next one, first line supervisors of production and operating workers, wage gap 70%. The women's median weekly earnings, $650, while the men are earning $942 a week. Again, why? Is there any more? What does a man bring to a job that a woman doesn't bring? Nothing. A human being is a human being. I'm sorry. See, a lot of these are based on stereotypes and, again, chauvinistic and misogynistic traditions, for lack of a better term. The next one, sales and related workers. Wage gap, 70%. Women's median weekly earnings, $664. The men, $949. First line supervisors of housekeeping and janitorial workers. The wage gap, 69.4%. Women earning $500 a week. Men, $720. Again, and these are not for skill-specific jobs. Okay, it's a managerial or a supervisory job. Why is a man able to supervise or manage other workers better than a woman can? And I'm not saying they can, but by what they are paid, obviously the employers as an industry feel that way. The next one, financial managers. Wage gap, 67.4%. Women's median weekly earnings, $1,127. The men, $1,671. Securities, commodities, and financial service sales agents. Wage gap, 65.1%. Women, $883 a week. Men, $1,356 a week. If you live in and around New York City and you watch all of the young go-getters and young Gordon Geckos of the world pack themselves into subway trains and head into Lower Manhattan to Wall Street, you see a whole lot more men than you see women, even in this day and age. Number two, doctors and surgeons. Wage gap, 62.2%. Women, $1,246. Men, $2,002. Is a woman that less valuable as a doctor or a surgeon? I would think not. And the number one job having the highest gender pay gap, personal financial advisors. The wage gap, 61.3%. Women earning $1,004 a week. Men, $1,637 a week. Wow. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Where are you likely to overspend? Name the places where you're likely to blow the budget and maybe go in debt. Here's the social science of it. First off, parents are likely to overspend on their children, especially during the holiday. The typical kid asks for 4 or 5 presents, and the typical parent gives 7 to 10. We also overspend on our pets. There are entire stores devoted to Fluffy and Fido. We're also likely to overspend when it comes to college. The difference between state and private college is astronomical. Finally, we're likely to overspend on weddings. What's the cheap psychological trick? Humans spend more when emotions are out of control. To avoid overspending, just put time between you and any purchase. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This explosive receiver was always a threat to go the distance. He initially passed up the NFL for bigger money in the CFL, but he's remembered as one of college football's most electrifying players.
He's at the 30. Afterburners are on. He's gone. Touchdown, Irish.
So, where is Rocket Ishmael now? Rocket made some bad investments after his playing days, but he rebounded and got behind Bite Tech, a company that produces cutting-edge mouthguards for athletes. Rocket also appeared on the reality TV competition Pros vs. Joes.
The Rocket delivers!
With the Rocket speed, deliveries are never late. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.